Not mishpat b'yayim. Just like Bezdin can only paskin shilas b'yayim. Is afkan b'yayim. Who was in here also? There's union of shkiyas. Shkiyas saita. Saita drinks the water. Is only b'yayim and not b'layla. Rashi says mishpat b'yayim. Because by judgment the pasuk says, Pohoya b'yayim ha'am chilu es bonav. Is oyra kol ha'pasha kum liyaz din. That the pasuk is talking about din, judgment, that the Bezdin paskin shilas dafka b'yayim and not b'layla. So mainly we have Ekashir to say that this Hashkoya site is also Torah. Torah says Dafka B'yayim and not Palayla. Right, then the Mishnah says La Reifa Sagola. When you have to bring regular Rufus Dafka B'yayim and not Palayla. How do you know this? Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai Kapora Ksiv Boka Kodeshim. It says by Negla Rufa Kapora. Even though really Negla Rufa is not a real carbon, you don't make a Shchita, it's not on the Mizbeach. You just chop off the back of its neck. The Torah calls it a kapara, and we learn out kapara by kochim. So Miller has the same halachas like kochim, that it's only kosher by daytime and not balayla. Vital of Torah's mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah that wants to become Torah, the Rashi says, Bitziporim, when the mitzvah wants to bring us two birds, the eight eres and the wood, the yezoi, the shnitzalas, when he has to bring his vinyonim here to make himself Torah, it's dafka b'yayim and not balayla. The Yasin, because the Pesuk says, Zois tia Torah samitzara b'yoyim torosli. It says clearly b'yoyim at daytime and not at nighttime. But then it says kol alayla koshlik tzirosayim. Then the Mishnah talks about the mitzvah that you can do the whole night time. Tzirosayim, cutting down b'yoyim, is koshlik kol alayla. The Yom Amar will learn like this. Tzira usvira b'layla. V'yavua b'yoyim. By the tzirosayim, the tzira cutting it down is at nighttime. Usvira, that we count the svira same as by nighttime. The Avor B'yayim, when do we bring the Korban Ayla? That's by daytime. So Rashi says, the Yomamak Tiro Svira B'layla. The Yalaflo of Mesechtim Nachas Mikroi. The Gemara of the Dashim from Sukkim. That by this Mincha Soimer, the Ksira cutting down the Tfuah and counting the Chlal, the Svira same like we do, the Iker Din is B'layla, Mashenke, the Avor bringing the Korban Ayla, that's at daytime. Vital Hector Chalov V'Yavorim. How do we know you're allowed to burn the fats and the meats the whole night? You'll see the pasuk says, "Kol alayla ana boiker." Says by the mizbech, it's burning the whole night time. Rashi al moito al mizbech kol alayla ana boiker. That the pieces could be burning the whole night time. So that's like our Indian of davening mariv is connected to hektik lom liyavorim, which is kosher kol alayla. Zeh cloud, the Mishnah says that dover she mitzvosah b'yoyim kosher kol alayim. Any mitzvah you have at daytime, pshit is kosher all daytime. So the more zeh klal asu yamayim. Like, why does the Mishnah have to chazer over it again? Zeh klal, like pshita. It said all these mitzvahs of daytime is by daytime. What's the chiddush? What's the klal? So more says le'asuya sidur bezichin v'silug bezichin. Now that on Shabbos, when they had the lechem aporim that was on the shulchan, they used to on Shabbos take off the old lechem and put the new lechem on. Same thing the bezichin. Those were the two cups, like, on top of the lechem that had the levainer inside it. So they used to take off the old bezichim in the morning by Shabbos, and you're allowed to put back the new bezichim, also b'yayim. So this is kosher, kol hayayim. So the Torah says, Uk Reb Yosi, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi Shita. The Tanya will look like this, Reb Yosi Oimer, Siluk es hayishono shachris. You're allowed to take off the old bezichim, these two cups, that has levainer on top of the shulchan, you could take it off last week's at the beginning of Shabbos in the morning. The siddur es hakadosh arvis, and you could put back the new one later in the daytime. How does mamash mean by marv after night? It means at the end of the day. In other words, the whole daytime is kosher for the bezichim, and ein b'kaklum is nothing wrong with it. Omani mekayim might have posuk says lefnei Hashem tamid mashma the bezichim, the lechem upon him has to be on the shulchan tamid always. So how can you tell me now on Shabbos that you can afford to take it off Shabbos in the morning and first put it back Shabbos late in the afternoon? But there it says, what the pasuk means, Tomei just means, Shlo yei shulchan b'lo lechem. Just means the shulchan should not be without lechem. Lechem, there always has to be there. B'lo lechem. Rashi says, Abba, the Rabbonin, Rabbanan say no, right away, as soon as you take off the old one, right away you have to put the new ones there also. According to Rabbi Yossi, though, the whole day is kosher for the silik bezichim. Ayin says Tamid, that means the lechem has to be on the shulchan. Mashenke is the bezichim, that doesn't have to be Tamid. You can go the whole day kaman without the bezichim. You can take off the old one in the morning and put the new one back at night time. Not for night, right at the end of the day. Fine, then the Mishnah says the klal, Dovah shemitzvos sevalayla is kosher kol alayla. Any mitzvah you have at night time is kosher all night time. Lasuya may, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Lasuya achilas psochim. That the korban pesach you're allowed to eat it the whole night time. Not only until chatzos, but the whole night time. Udaloi krab loza ben azaya. And not like a loza ben azaya shita. The Tanya was not like this. The ochlu es ha'bosa balaylo hazeh. You're supposed to eat the korban pesach that night. On the leil pesach, you eat the korban pesach. Is omer of loza ben azaya. Nemo kan balaylo hazeh. It says over here, balaylo hazeh. The nemo lahalon. The Yavati, the Eretz Mitzrayim, Balai Lazer. Says by Marcus Pechoris, Hashem went Balai Lazer. Is Mal Alan as Chatzos, just like Marcus Pechoris took place, Tafka by Chatzos, is Afkan as Chatzos. Who then also the Zman to eat the Korban Pesach is only up to Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can't eat the Korban anymore. So our Mishnah goes like a Bekiva Shita, not like a Blazer in Azayim. That the Mitzvah is called a Laila, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So he says though, Mikomokam Nira, Talokha Krab Loza Ben Azaya. We still passing like this, that the Korban Pesach is only allowed to be eaten up until Chatzos. So he could stomach the Arab Sochin, there's not a Stamish in Arab Sochin, the Kori Kavosai. So he says, this is the Shaila Pesach by night, that's Pesach 3 and ends off here, the Imkain Tosha says, Tzorech Lamayr Lecho Matzah B'Lev Sochin Kredim Chatzos. You have to be careful at Pesach by night, to eat your Matzah before Chatzos. V'Afilu Matzah Shalafi Koymin. Even the Afikomen also you should finish eating before Chatzos. Shereichi of matzah b'zman hazeh v'diraisa. The chimitzah to eat matzah b'zman hazeh v'diraisa. And the Indian is, teat the matzah b'zman v'yet the korban pesach, which according to Ablozah ben Azayah is only up until Chatzos. So therefore you have to be matzah to eat your matzah before Chatzos Pesach night. Abu bahalo shalach afikomen en lach m'kolkach. Shereh m'drabonimu. That the son of m'drabonimu could be mekel. In other words, even though Hallel was also part of the Seder, I think the Gro was marked betaka to finish even Hallel before Chatzos, but Seder is saying, since Hallel is only with the Rabbonin, and the Rabbonin make a mitzvah, you can go to Kula. And say it's a machlekes, so we paskin like, so the Rabbonin can go to Kula, we hold like our mission here, that Kola Lila is kosher. But in the mitzvah, the Arise of Achilles Matzvah, you have to be machmet, Seder says, and you have to eat your matzah before Chatzos. Hadr lecha kerel amafreid. So at the Mishnah, HaKoyres HaMegillah Oymed V'yeshev. When you read the Megillah, you can do it either way. Either standing or sitting. Shrash Yimrotz Oymed Yimrotz V'yeshev. Whatever you want, sitting or standing is good. Korah Echad Korah Shnayim. You could have one person reading the Megillah, you could have two people reading the Megillah together. Still Yotzu. Still it's okay. Rashi says, Korah Shnayim Yachad, two people read the Megillah together. Yotzu, you still Yotzu. You should not say, don't say you can't hear two voices at the same time. No. If they both read at the exact same time, you could hear both voices, and when you hear from both of them, you make kind of mitzvah. If there's a minute to make a bracha on the Megillah, we make the bracha. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about the bracha before, the bracha afterwards. When there's a minute not to make the bracha on the Megillah, don't make the bracha. We'll see in the Gemara which bracha we're talking about. B'sheni v'chamishi b'Shabbos on Monday and on Thursday, b'mincha or on Shabbos mincha korin shlosha. It's a mitzvah to read the Sefer Torah, and we only give three aliyahs then. So you give the girth like this: it's b'sheni v'chamishi and b'Shabbos b'mincha. It's korin shlosha and toichsum yen ve'masif aleihem. You can't give less than three aliyahs, and you can't give more. You can't be masif on a Monday, Thursday, and mincha. V'ein maftirim b'navi. You don't say haftar either then. There's no haftar then. Ha poiseach v'yachosim atarim mevorach lefnei alachreo. The one that gets the leis, he has to make a bracha before, and then make a bracha at the end. Rashi says, v'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos v'shabbos v'mincha, Ezra tikkun shiyokurim v'sheni v'chamishi. The Baba Kama. That was at Karnas Ezra, to read the Torah every Monday and Thursday. V'yachach hashmin, here we're teaching us, tishloi shehen. How many aliyahs do you have to give? Three. Koyen v'levi v'Yisrael. She can't give more. If you want to give an extra aliyah in the morning, you can't do it on the Monday or Thursday. Don't make him stay too long in shul. If they shame you, may malacha. Pashad, you're at the day of work. It's a business day. You have to finish. So you can't afford to have another aliyah on a Monday or Thursday. For Shabbos b'mincha, what about Shabbos b'mincha? It's not a work day. Since it's some l'chashechu, it's near nighttime already. Shrei kol ha'yayim ha'yurgilim lidrash. Used to dash in all day like they were tired already. So also, not to let them stay too much in shul, we made a little bit shorter by mincha, only three aliyahs, you're not allowed to beat meisif. Huadin veim aftirin, Rashi says, mishum ha'yitayim ha'gufayim. That's why there's no haftarah on a Monday or Thursday. It's a business day. You can't keep them too long. And mincha also, the Adar HaDay already, we don't keep them too long. Zaitan, Perosh Chadashim, what about Rosh Chodesh? Over Cholesh Shemoyed, Karen Abo. They only give four aliyahs. But the same thing ain't Pechsim Yen Vemasifin Leim. You can't give less, but all then you can't give more. You can't make a suffer on Rosh Chodesh and on Cholesh Shemoyed. Rashi Vein Masifin Leim, Perosh Chadashim, Chol HaMoyed, Nami, Ika Bitim Lech. This also is like a work day. The Melech is Dover Ovid Muteris. Because certain Melechas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoyed. So therefore, since you could do Melechas, we can't keep you too long in shul. Haftirchad in Tziburay, we don't let you be meisiv, give more than four aliyahs. The Ein Maftir and Benavid, the same thing. We don't have Haftirah on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed. Hafaseach, the one that starts, the Achos and the one that ends, Pateras Mevorach Lefnei Lachria. The first one that gets the Li has to make a Bracha Rishoyna, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what it means, who makes the Bracha Chroyna. But our minig is, every time you get an aliyah, you make a bracha rishayna, and then you make the bracha achrayna after you have your aliyah. This is the klal of the Mishnah. Kol sheyesh by musiv. Any day we have musiv, v'yena yomtiv, like a chol hamoed, or like a rosh chodesh, karen abo, we give out four aliyahs. The yomtiv, on a yomtiv, chamisha, we give out five aliyahs. The yom kippurim, shisha, and yom kippur, give six aliyahs. The Shabbos Shiva, on Shabbos you give seven aliyahs. And Peichsim, you can't give less than this. Abo Masif and Aleim. If you want to, on Shabbos you're allowed to be Masif. You could be Masif on Shabbos to give more than seven aliyahs. O Maftir and Benob, you are din is Aftira. And again, a Pesach, Miachaisim, Baterim, Mavroch, Lefneo, Uliachriam. When you get your aliyah, you make a bracha, Rishayna, Shabbach, Abonu, and then you make a bracha, Shinas, Alonu, you make the bracha, Achreinu, afterwards. Learned in the Brice, by Torah, it's not this way. Such Rashi, Shein Kurim Batura Batiba Biyushev. And just the Mishnah says by the Megillah, if you want, you could read the Megillah sitting down. But that's only a Kula by Mikra Megillah. Mashenkin, when they're laying from the Sefer Torah, you have to be standing. The Batura has to be standing. Mashenkin Batura. We know in the Mili, how do we know this? When you're laying the Torah, you have to be standing. Omer Rabbi Yavua, the Omakro, the Ata Poi Amodi Modi. Shem said, like, you stand with me right now. Is the Yomer Rabbi Avua, El Mole Nikra Kosov, not for the Pasuk was written, in Yashul Yomer, we can't even now even say it over. Keva Yochlav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamida. As if to say, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing up. So, man, when you read the Torah, like, even Hashem is standing up. So, rather, we have to stand up, Peshach, to create the Torah. Shrashi Keva Yochlav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keva Odom, She Yochul Yomer Boykein. Like it says about Hashem the same way you talk about a person. So we ourselves wouldn't talk like that. But the Pasuk says like that. That even Hashem stood up. The Yom Rabbi Avua, Minayin L'Rav. How do we know that a Rebbe? Shalai Yeshav Agavi Mit, he should not sit on the bed. V'yishon L'Talmidai, and he should give a Shia to his Talmidim, Agavi Karka, that they should be sitting on the Karka. So Rashi, what does that mean to say? Like the Rebbe shouldn't be higher than the Talmidim. Rashi says, Ella. Either both, you and the Talmidim are on the bed, or else you and the Talmidim are both on the floor. How do we know the Rebbe should not be on the bed, and the Talmidim should be on the floor, on the karka? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'yata poi amadi madi. You stand with me, like Hashem was teaching the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, Lashon, like you stand with me, we're both standing, shava b'shava. Tana Rabbon, V'yemois Moshe V'yad Rabbe Gamliel. From Mamash after Moshe Rabbeinu's times, they used to learn Torah standing up. When you used to hear a Shia, learn Torah movement standing up. And Torah Rabbi Gamliel's times. Of a Misha Meis from Gamliel, Yorat Chol Yerlam, the people got sick. So the Mela is, Vahoyel Lemaidim Torah Meyushav. They were able to learn Torah sitting down. Final Disna, that's the way we learned that Mishimesam Gamliel Boto Kavra Torah. After Gamliel was made, it was called Boto Kavra Torah. Now, like we do, we learn Torah sitting down. But otherwise, we should be standing up. Kosov Echraim 1.6 says, For Eshev Bahar, I'll sit in the har. Or Kosov Echraim of Yenoch Yamarati Bar, that it says, I stood by the har. So what happened? Did he sit or did he stand? So Mar says, Omar Rav, I made V'loy made. Yoshev V'shoinim. That first he stood up and he learned, and then he sat down and taught it. Rashi, V'loy made V'pyakru. When he learned it from Hashem, he stood up. Then Yoshev V'shoinim, Shoinim Levadoi Mashalomim. When he chazed it over himself, then he sat down. So he did both things, Moshe Rabbeinu. When he learned it the first time from Hashem, he was standing up. But then when he chazed it over for himself, by Chazor, he sat down. Rebbe Chanina Omar, Loi Oimed V'lo Yoshev, no, Moshe was not standing, Moshe was not sitting down. El Sheikhi was like bending over. That's what, that's trying to both suck him. Rebbe Yechanin Omar, Ein Yeshiva El Loshen Akova. Yeshiva doesn't really mean sitting down here. Just means Akova, he stood there, he didn't move on. That means they sat there, just means they stood there. Lavdavka means your mom is sitting. Just means he didn't move on, he stood there to think into the learning. But it could mean he was standing there. The easy things he did standing up. Rashi, Rakos Dvorim, Rakim Menachem Liodom, Moel Shomom, he could do standing up. The Koshish Miyushev though. But the hard Gemara, the hard shot that Moshe had to understand, that he had to sit down. To have Yishev Adas, that he sat down to learn. Right, that's how we had to also. We people today would be standing up, we wouldn't listen, it would be very hard. Therefore, to have good Yishev Adas, we sit down when we're learning. Korah Echad, Korah Shnayim Yotzev. If you have one or two people reading the Megillah together, still they're Yotzev the Mitzvah.